Wish I could go back and apologize to everybody I've ever talked to. I woke up this morning and I realized that with my words, I have the power to build up or the power to tear down or the power to have no impact whatsoever. When I speak to another person, an employee, a customer, a friend, an owner, or my boss, when I speak to somebody, I have the opportunity to represent the cause of Christ in that relationship. And I just don't get the sense that there were many times in speaking with people that Christ was not clear in the direction of his talk. When he was speaking to the religious and or those people that oppressed, it was very clear. You brood of evil vipers. You can't get much more clear than that. But how about the times that he talked to the people who needed to be uplifted, those who were in fear, those who were questioning faith, those that wondered, whether it was Nicodemus or whether it was the prostitute thrown down in front of him? He had a very clear message for them. Let your words today, and I'm going to try to let mine today throughout this week, I'm going to try to make sure that I understand the power of the word and the power of the reflection of Christ into somebody else's life. If I knew that God would use me to speak truth into somebody else's life, positive truth, uplifting truth, visionary truth, then maybe every one of my conversations with employees, with customers, with everybody, maybe those would change, because I have the ability to speak life into people, or I have the ability to speak death into people. I want to speak life into people. I want to lift them up. I want to encourage the discouraged. Let my words today and this week, and your words today and this week, be the words of the Lord. Let them be uplifting and encouraging. Let them be the words that others can live by. Have a great week.